Everyone, what is going on? And welcome to the Crypto Bobby podcast. Another down day across the board in the markets, but I think there's a bit of hope, and it's coming from some of the news out of Coinbase, actually. And it's funny because today there were two pieces of news from Coinbase. One was specifically an exclusive article on CoinDesk that talked about Coinbase's thought process to adding new tokens to their exchange and basically saying, hey, we need to wait for regulatory approval or we need to wait for regulatory clarity. And then they came out later today with the announcement that they will be adding ERC, basically adding the framework and the technology for ERC-20 token support on Coinbase or within Coinbase's ecosystem. So I want to specifically talk today about the market as a whole, as well as Coinbase's thought process with adding new tokens and how the effect of ERC-20 support within the Coinbase ecosystem, how that will trickle down and how that could potentially really impact things, especially from an institutional money perspective. But first, this episode is sponsored by the good folks over at Audible. And if you know me, I am a big, big fan of being as educated as possible in the world of cryptocurrency and investing. And I drive to work. I can't read while I'm driving, unfortunately. So I listen to a ton of audio content, and I use Audible. Two of my favorite books right now are actually Crypto Assets from Chris Bernicki, as well as Digital Gold from Nathaniel Popper. And if you're not familiar with Audible, basically what happens is you get a free book credit every single month when you sign up, and you can download that audiobook, listen to it whenever you want, and you get a new credit every single month, which is pretty awesome. Now, what you can do is if you're not an Audible member yet, you actually will get a free credit for an audiobook of your choice. So if you haven't listened to Digital Gold or Crypto Assets, go to audible.com/CryptoBobby or text CryptoBobby to 500-500 to get started. And again, you can just go to audible.com/CryptoBobby or text CryptoBobby to 500-500 to get your free credit for an audiobook. So anything in the crypto world or anything just generally speaking. But let's hop into the content. Let's go. As we talked about, Bitcoin is down right now about 3% in the past 24 hours. And when we're looking at really across the board, Bitcoin has been down. It's actually been one of the better performing cryptocurrencies in the past day or so. The majority of other cryptocurrencies, as we're looking here on Onchain FX, basically everything is down again. Not only is everything down against the US dollar, but almost everything is down against Bitcoin as well. If you just continue to scroll down here on Onchain FX, the only things that are up against Bitcoin are Tron. What's up, Tron? DigiDAO and MadeSafe coin as well, and a couple other Verge randomly there as well. So the vast, vast majority of cryptocurrency is down against, not only down against the US dollar, but also not performing as well as Bitcoin is. And that's even after Bitcoin took a nice little bit of a bounce from 7,900 back to 8,200. But looking at this, I don't think that everything is awful in the world. I know, obviously, the market is not performing incredibly well. That is pretty obvious to see at this point in time. It doesn't take a genius to look at this, look at on-chain FX here and say, oh, wow, it's red across the board. But there are a couple different things that we can examine moving forward that I think give me a little bit of hope. And part of that is some of the things that are going on with Coinbase. And this came out this morning. This is an article from CoinDesk. And it's interesting, like I said, this came out on March 26th this morning, and there was a number of different things that Coinbase spoke about. Their general manager, Dan Romero, who is in many respects in charge of adding new tokens to Coinbase or adding new cryptocurrencies to Coinbase, said a number of different things that I thought were very interesting and of note. So the first thing, one of the first thing he says is, if the regulatory environment gets clearer, I think you will see Coinbase adding many new assets to our platform. So that is, he says, the reality of the regulatory situation keeps us from going and doing that right away. Essentially, Coinbase wants to add new assets. They want to add new tokens to their exchange, but the Securities and Exchange Commission in the U.S., the SEC, and a number of other regulations are not clear right now, or not really crystal clear right now. So it's a massive risk for Coinbase to go and add those new tokens to their exchange and open themselves up to potentially damaging lawsuits or to, you know, undue liability. So they came out and said a number of different things today and said, you know, there's a lot of funny business that's been happening. There's been a lot of different people that have been kind of talking about, you know, what the next coin on Coinbase is going to be, this, that, the other thing. And the article itself basically just said, hey, Coinbase is going to, we're going to wait, we're going to see through this regulation. We don't want to do anything too crazy, and we're going to wait until there's more regulatory clarity before we really make any moves. And then, funny enough, a little bit later is that Coinbase itself published a blog and said, we're adding ERC-20 support to Coinbase. So we're excited to announce our intention to support Ethereum ERC-20 token technical standard for Coinbase in the coming months, and that paves the way for supporting ERC-20 token assets across Coinbase products in the future. And we'll dive into those specific products because I think that's important to understand. But basically, if you're not familiar, if you're brand new to crypto, ERC-20 tokens are what 95% of all ICOs are, initial coin offerings. If you participated in an initial coin offering, if you have, even if you haven't participated in an ICO, but a coin ICO'd in the past, it is likely an ERC-20 token. And it is the same standard across the board for all ERC-20 tokens. So if Coinbase builds that support into their platform, they're able to leverage that across the board for a number of assets. Granted, they aren't securities, as is discussed in the previous article with CoinDesk. So that sounds great and all, right? You know, that sounds fantastic, but what does that mean for you? What does that mean for Coinbase as a whole? So it's interesting because there are a number of distinct Coinbase products. There are a number of distinct products with Coinbase that you should be familiar with. So the first one is Coinbase Custody. And as they say here, this the Coinbase Custody is likely going to support more assets than all the other products in general. So Coinbase Custody, if you're not familiar, it is an institutional level product for large investors that have a minimum of $10 million in the market. They have to pay a $100,000 setup fee, and then they have to pay 10 basis points, I believe, a month. So it is very expensive, and Coinbase Custody is literally for, like I said, you have $10+ million in the market, and you want Coinbase to handle the custody of that, handle the ownership of that behind the scenes for you, the security, all of that good stuff, if you are a large scale institutional investor or a big business or something like that. And the interesting thing about that is Coinbase Custody is going to be the first platform out of all of the Coinbase products to get access to many of these ERC-20 tokens. So let's say, for example, Coinbase wants to add Augur. Let's just use the example of Augur. Coinbase wants to add Augur to their platform. That's not going to go on Coinbase proper, like the Coinbase app, the version that you and I use. That would likely go to the people that have access to that, would be from Coinbase Custody. And so you might be thinking to yourself, okay, does that really matter that much? Maybe it doesn't for you, but that also might significantly affect the price of, potentially that might affect the price of those assets that do are that, that are provided access to Coinbase Custody, because the size of those investors is a minimum account balance of $10 million. So that's, you know, that's no joke. That's a lot of buying power when it comes down to crypto tokens and crypto assets. And after it goes on Coinbase Custody, the next platform that those tokens would move to is GDAX. So it would go Coinbase Custody, and then obviously GDAX, and GDAX is a little bit more complicated, although the average person has access to it, the average person can use it, but it's a little bit more complicated than the regular version of Coinbase. And then after that, after the individuals who have access to it on GDAX, Coinbase is creating their asset management tool, which is basically an index fund. Right now, it's literally just an index fund of Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, and Bitcoin Cash. If they add a new token to that, it will be added to that index fund. And then finally, lastly, it will be added to, potentially, they say there is no guarantee that it will be added to, there is no guarantee that it will be added to Coinbase. But lastly, the last place that one of these ERC-20 tokens would be on is Coinbase. So you want to take that into consideration. They said, we may choose to add any of the ERC tokens that are on GDAX to Coinbase, but it's also worth repeating that GDAX will likely have more assets listed on the platform than the Coinbase platform. So AKA a listing on GDAX does not guarantee you'll be listed on Coinbase. So going back to that example, if Coinbase is to add Augur, they would start off by allowing institutional accredited investors access to buy Augur with Coinbase custody. And then they would likely allow people on GDAX to buy Augur. And after that, they might allow, you know, they might integrate Augur into their Coinbase asset management index, and they might have that as a, you know, a small portion of the market capitalization weighted. They might have that weighted into the index. And then finally, if they, you know, everything looks good, they might add that to Coinbase. So there's a couple different things that I think is really interesting about this. Number one, like I said before, if institutional investors in Coinbase custody are the first ones to access this, what will that do to the market caps of, or to the price of some of these cryptocurrencies? How will that work? Because you would imagine if these large scale investors have access to purchase these coins, not on Binance or on Bittrex or somewhere where there's no, you know, real true security per se, but they're able to do that on Coinbase with their custodianship and with the backing that Coinbase has, that could open up some doors. And I posed this question before, but everybody always speculates, what's the next coin on Coinbase? What's the next coin on Coinbase? What's going to be the next coin on Coinbase custody? Because that is going to happen, I would bet, months and months and months before you see anything on Coinbase. So that is a really interesting point in my mind as well. And then the second thing is, this could potentially usher in this could be the impetus that I know everybody, and I joke around, when altcoin season, when alt summer, all the stuff like that. This could be the impetus for, this could be the Kickstarter or the lighting really for alt season to come back. And this could be months and months and months away. So maybe, you know, we don't see another hot alt run for months and months, maybe even close to a year, who knows? But this could be one of the big things that helps to drive that forward, because you now have institutional investors who are able to potentially invest in ERC-20 tokens. And that could really drive the price forward quite a bit, because I feel like in a lot of respects, the majority of people that are investing in those tokens are simply on the side of retail investors. Now, funny enough, when this news of Coinbase adding ERC-20 tokens came out, one of the big things that happened was 0x, or ticker symbol ZRX, spiked a ridiculous amount. At one point in time, there was 1 hour, over a 1 hour candle, 0x went up about 80%, yeah, about 83% at one point in time, and is now settled for the time being. It's definitely losing some steam, but it's up about 25% from where it was prior to that news of the announcement. And much of the reason for that just being pure speculation that 0x could be one of the first ERC-20 tokens added to Coinbase custody. And the big reason for that, and we've talked about this before in the channel, but the big reason for that being the advisory team of 0x. The advisory team is Fred Ersham, who is the co-founder of Coinbase, no longer at Coinbase, but one of the co-founders of Coinbase. Olaf Carlson Wee, who was actually the first hire of Coinbase outside of Fred Ersham and Brian Armstrong. And then Linda Zai, or Z, I don't know if I'm pronouncing her last name correctly, but she was a former PM at Coinbase as well. So three out of the four advisors of 0x Project have significant ties to Coinbase, which is one of the big reasons that a lot of people speculate that 0x or ZRX would be one of the first tokens, and one of the big reasons that it spiked up massively. Now, as far as a reason to invest in ZRX because of that or anything of that nature, hopefully nobody got caught up in the FOMO there. It looks like there's certainly some people that did buy into a silly amount of FOMO, because from the top, we're down about 30, you know, we're down about 30% from the top of that peak there. But it should be interesting to see how this ends up panning out when we talk about the length of time it takes Coinbase to begin to add ERC-20 tokens and what the process is for that. And like I said, the institutional money behind that, that is really what interests me going to Coinbase custody and then also going to GDAX as well. I think this could really have a pretty big impact on the marketplace as a whole because the custody for many of these tokens is not up to par. It is not up to standard with what the traditional financial services or investment industry requires in many respects. So if Coinbase can really improve their Coinbase custody product and begin to add a significant number of ERC-20 tokens, if there ever is any regulatory clarity, that could be something that really, really positively affects the market in the long run. So I think that is something that could be pretty exciting to see happen. Now, outside of that, I am keeping an eye just on the market as a whole, per usual. So I actually did go through the process of a pop over on the website here. So I did go through the process recently in the past day or so of updating my portfolio. So if you'd like to see that, no real big changes to the portfolio from the past. The only things that you might notice as a difference from my portfolio previously was listed on there was the ZCL and ETC trades that I made and then exited about probably a month or so ago at this point in time. But as you'll see on my portfolio right now, I do have a very heavy weight in Bitcoin, and that has been a positive thing in the past really month or two. I think that Bitcoin, even as the market has turned and gone down quite a bit, Bitcoin has held up better in many respects than a lot of the other, you know, than a lot of the other tokens there too, or than a lot of the other cryptocurrencies. So I've been happy with my heavy weight in Bitcoin, and I'm continuing to ride that out and even stack a little bit more. So if you'd like to go check out the portfolio, as always, it's on CryptoBobby.com, and you can just go in the top and click on my portfolio, or the link will be in the description here as well. Hope this video is helpful for you. If you have any questions, if you have any comments on your own as far as your thoughts when it comes down to Coinbase at ERC-20 tokens potentially having a solid impact, regulation, or you know tokens that you like right now, would love to hear them in the comments. And as always, hit the subscribe button. And if you're listening on the podcast, would love a rating and a review. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Have a good one. Peace.